You're listening to Analyza Eliza, and I'm Eliza. And today, we'll be talking about, is calling someone exotic okay? And other microaggressions in race. I hope I'm saying this right, because I'm not like a professor or anything. I don't study all these issues, all these social issues that goes on in society, but I'll just be speaking from my own experience today. And I don't know, like, the reason why I came up with this topic is because I was on Instagram as usual, and somebody posted a story, and she's a very pretty influencer, and she reposted something from someone that called her exotic. And she seemed to be flattered by it, and she just said thank you and stuff like that. I guess perhaps it's common courtesy, perhaps she's just trying to be polite and just accept things as they are, because, you know, she is a public figure, and of course you don't want to call out people on such a public platform. But I don't know, it just raised the question of, is it okay to call someone exotic when they don't look like their race? So from what I know, it's not a term that is good to be used anymore. I believe previously this term has always been used in the fashion industry, in the modeling industry, as well as in the acting / Hollywood industry as well, when they cast for models or actors, they will always use the word exotic, especially when it comes to Asian people. So for example, they would say like Asian, exotic looking. So what they kind of mean is they want an Asian that looks unusual, or an Asian that looks different from how they are supposed to look like. So I think it can go both ways. An exotic-looking Asian could be an Asian that doesn't have the usual Asian look. So perhaps they have big eyes and an angular face. So, for example, you have people like Henry Golding that would fit the bill. But there's also the other end of the spectrum, which is exotic Asians that have really slanted eyes, really structured face shapes that you often see on the runway. And I guess, yeah, you could call them Asian, but they're also not necessarily the type of people that you see walking around in Asia or wherever. Like, Asia is such a big place, you know, and in fact, majority of Asians are not fair-skinned. Majority of Asians are living in the south rather than the north. And I guess people always have the idea that Asians / Oriental are Koreans, Chinese, Japanese, but they always forget about the Southeast Asians who are a bit more tan, Indians, Indonesians, Filipinos, like, those are Asians too. And in fact, they have a higher, bigger population as well, compared to other oriental-looking countries. So, I don't know, like, is it right to call someone exotic? Because that term sounds like it's used for plants and animals, and I don't know, I don't feel like it's right to use that on a person, because no matter how different you look like from your race, like, you are still part of that community, you're still part of that ethnicity, like, it's still in you. And to just classify someone as looking different, you can sort of like put a different identity on the person. And once again, it can go both ways. So for example, for me growing up, I did not look like a typical, maybe that's not the right word to use either, but I didn't look Chinese, basically. So I had really big round eyes. I had really fair skin. My hair was pretty fine and pretty light colored as well. So a lot of people actually told my mom that I don't look Chinese. I look like a mixed baby. And I guess, like, I think, in the current society, there is still this idea, like, where people kind of put it as the ideal, like mixed babies are so cute, but aren't all babies cute then? Much to think about. But basically, saying that to me and my mom saying that to, wait, saying that to my mom and my mom saying that to me, like, I grew up with, I would say, a distorted point of view because I thought that, I look superior from other people from my race. And yeah, I guess, like, I won't say that I'm not good looking. I do. I am proud of how I look, despite whether I don't look Chinese or what. Because at the end of the day, I am 100% Chinese. And, that doesn't, like, the fact is, I still am Chinese no matter how I look. So to think that I look superior or that I am superior from other people just because of how I look, that I believe that is wrong. Because when I die, like, we all gonna be the same. We gonna be ashes. On the flip side, having different looks from your race can also bring about, like, a different sort of racism. So, yeah, I am 100% Chinese and I am completely English educated. I speak English at home. I speak English wherever I am. My mother tongue is Cantonese. I can speak a little bit. I understand most of it, I guess. Like, I more or less understand lah, but it's not easy for me to verbalize it because I get confused with Cantonese, Mandarin, and Hokkien. So growing up, I always came across a lot of aunties, I think mostly aunties, that when they find out that I am 100% Chinese, they begin to question me, do you know Chinese? Or if they realize that I cannot speak Chinese even though I am Chinese, then they will ask me, like, oh, why didn't your parents teach you your mother tongue? Or why didn't your parents teach you Chinese? Why didn't you learn Chinese when you were in school? And I don't have an answer for that. Like, this is how I grew up. This is my life. I don't think I can, like, go into the past and turn back time and be like, okay, because the aunties told me I need to learn Chinese, then I will go back and learn Chinese. But at the same time, do you really think that I don't want to learn Chinese? Like, do you really think that I want to be this way? Like, if I could know Chinese, I would, of course, I would want to know Chinese. I would want to be able to speak fluently in Chinese. But to just imply that, like, I didn't make my life good because I don't know a certain language that I am supposed to learn is kind of dismissive. And I guess, yeah, like, perhaps I would be much more connected to my culture if I knew my mother tongue fluently. And I think it would be definitely much better for me as well, because if I knew my mother tongue, I would be able to communicate well with my grandparents. I would say, yes, I kind of regret that I didn't pick it up that much. But at the same time, like, this is life. It has happened and we cannot turn back time. But at the same time, I guess, like, yeah, I can put in the effort to learn a new language. Actually, not a new language, like, to learn my mother tongue now that I am here. But at the same time, like, I'm already so old. I'm 23. Learning a new language, especially Chinese slash Cantonese slash Hokkien, is gonna be hard. Especially when Cantonese has more intonations than Mandarin. So I don't know, like, I don't think it's right for you to imply that somebody is inferior because they don't know their mother tongue. At the end of the day, like, I'm not in China anymore. I'm living in Malaysia. In fact, the first language that we should be speaking is Malay. And I think while our country is so diverse, we can be quite divided when it comes to languages, learning the language and learning the culture. Like our neighbors, the Indonesians, like they could be any race and all of them would be fluent in Bahasa. And that's just so special, you know, to be able to be united and have one culture that, but not dismissing their original cultures from their motherland. So yeah, I guess like, you know, being called different and being labeled as different, you are dismissing my identity, you're dismissing my culture, and you are being very ignorant towards my people. Yeah, like there's really a lot to uncover when it comes to this. And of course, my experience would never be the same as somebody else. I think it's a lot to think about. And at the end of the day, I guess one thing can be said, and it's simply don't be racist. Thank you. Thank you.